Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State. No Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them. Cause they under attack. Cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims. Refuse to be quiet. Unlike Farrakhan, I won't stay silent. N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind is what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again. If you all don't know, and before I do anything, I want to let people know, hey, I appreciate you all tuning in once again to the madness known as Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 6, verse 44. And that M period, A period, N period is an acronym, an abbreviation for music, activism, news. And for those on blogtalkradio.com, that EMAXX radio, you can dial in at 646-478-0944. I'm just giving everybody these three quick disclaimers. And I'm looking at the 216-804, the 216-804. I'll be coming to you shortly, but the three disclaimers are: disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, notebook, desktop, smartphone for any info that you receive. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind anyway. But if you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can press 1 or you can definitely call back. Let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. I'm going to start off number 10, Fatty Banks, number 9, Black Odyssey, Number 8, debuting the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later. Number 7, the debut of the Public Mayoral Forum. More on that later. Number 6, the debut of No to Fascism. More on that later. Number 5, moving up the East Cleveland Public Library, Domestic Violence with Laura Cowan. That was done the past Saturday. Number 4, moving up Black House Sounds Open Mic. More on that later. Number 3, moving up Suicide Holler, the CD release party that happened last Thursday in Bedford. That was nice. Number 2, moving up Davia, the remembrance, the 3-year anniversary, which happened yesterday. Definitely victim of domestic violence. And number 1, jumping up, was the 8th anniversary of the Imperial Avenue murders. More on that in just a little while. Before I go to the 216-804 and 216-820, this was Antoine Dominique Fats, Domino Jr., from February 26, 1928 to October 24, 2017, age 89, American pianist and singer-songwriter of Louisiana Creole descent, one of the pioneers of rock and roll music. Domino sold more than 65 million. Between 1955 and 1960, he had 11 top 10 hits. But people feel his humility and shyness may be one reason he was overlooked for his contributions to the genre. During his career, he had 35 records in the U.S. Billboard Top 40. 5 of his pre-1955 records sold more than 1 million copies. His musical style was based on traditional R&B, accompanied by saxophones, bass, piano, drums, electric guitar, and piano, yeah, like I said before. But to add all of that together, some of the songs, not all of them, but some of them were like, Ain't That a Shame, I'm Walking, Blueberry Hill, and his cover, you know, When My Dream Boat Comes Home, which has been covered and recovered and everything like that. So now you know who to look for when you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We lost a legend when it came to that. I definitely want to, before I do anything else, I want to definitely just say I thank people who tuned in. And I guess what I can do is tell people also that you can definitely feel free to reach out to on Facebook. Let's make it easy for people. If you go into Facebook, you can always go to Black on Black Crime Inc. or the website for blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also check out the Mondays Roundtable Radio, which is 1-800-214-6186 around 6 p.m. And also, since we're on the subject, you can check out Joseph Motley, J.R. period, that's how it appears on Facebook, M-O-T-L-E-Y, Jr., period, and on YouTube under Joseph Motley, Jr., to see what's going on video-wise, what's been put out, all that kind of stuff. So with that being said, I'm looking at some of the people who have called in, and before anybody gets upset because I don't bring up anything that they may want to hear, I just want to at least say and start off and give a good look and just say that congratulations to Tina Hobson. I'm a Superwoman Radio. She won not one, but 2 spin awards, you know, Atlanta, Georgia, for best co-host and station. So blessings. Been interviewed on that station. Had music from Black House Sounds played on that network. Even co-hosted. So a big congratulations. And then a 10-foot step ladder for the soapbox is real short. George Michael Riley, who was in charge of the Arco dump, he called it a recycling plant. But he didn't recycle anything in East Cleveland. It was actually, let's call it what it was, the landfill that was eventually closed. Now, Melanated Media News, Cassandra McDonald, they did a Facebook Live yesterday because the dump, well, I don't know what safe levels of toxins. I don't know how the hell the EPA could tell me that there's a safe level of toxins, but anyway, the dump caught fire in East Cleveland. Asbestos, debris, it caught on fire. And you wonder why Black House Sounds did a documentary on that. because we knew we were right. That's why Melanated Media News and several others were out there. We knew what the ramifications was. And they say the dump will be cleared out in 6 months. Wow, how? Is it going to burn itself out? Now all the residents nearby in East Cleveland, and let's face it, Cleveland City Council members who are sitting there, they should have said something, because in Ward 10, 9, 8 in Cleveland, you're already taking in that air quality, and now you have to worry about toxic smoke. And you wonder why the hell we went out there. I'm done. The 10-foot step ladder is done. I'm going to 216-804. I know you're probably upset that I said something about the dump, but what's on your mind?
Oh, yes, I'm glad you brought it up, because we are very upset about that dump. And now we got the toxic fumes, the toxic smoke. No telling what isn't in that smoke. Council calls and or whatever. They should have, the city of East Cleveland should be ashamed of themselves, because they sit there and let it happen. That's what happens when people don't get out and vote and don't get out and know their leaders are, if they need changing, which a lot of them did, needed changing. A lot of them shouldn't have been elected because of non-voting issues. So that's what you have, a toxic dump, smoking. So there you go. So, Mr. Porter, you and Mr. McCoy, you all did everything that you could to wake up East Cleveland. So continue on doing the good job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that. May you continue to listen to this program.
I will.
Thank you so
much.
Thanks again. Oh, you're welcome. And before I go to the 216-820, 216-703, 216-835, speaking of which, because I've worked with the brother on everything, when I'm going to throw his name out there for mayor of East Cleveland on November 7th, Devin Branch. For those who don't know the integrity, the vision, and the leadership, I'm just going to give you a couple of things. Like, he says he wants to preside over the most transparent and accessible administration in the history of the city, but I like the fact that he wants to promote economic development by working to establish an African-American arts and cultural district in the city of East Cleveland, organize community volunteers and law enforcement to ensure that our children are protected on their way to and from school. Also ensure that the people of EC are never again taken advantage of by the likes of those who brought up the Noble Road dump. He was with us out there when we marched on that. And what has he done so far in less than about a minute and a half? How about the leader of the campaign to recall Mayor Gary A. Norton? Or the leader of the campaign to save the East Cleveland Public Library? He wanted to make sure that the red, black, and green flag was still flying over that. He was the chairman of the Finance Committee of the East Cleveland Public Library Board of Trustees, vice president of the EC Public Library Board of Trustees. And for more information, or to even volunteer, you can look at the 216-855-8524. That's 216-855-8524. Or the devinbranchfrmayor@gmail.com. And the only reason I put that out there is because I remember being out there with him on police violence and brutality matters. And I could not do anything if I don't at least remember that I work with the brother on a lot of different issues. And that damn dump, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to be nice. Go phone caller as best as possible, but I do want to take the time and at least let people know I am ecstatic. See, some people would say, what you happy about? Well, I'm happy when I have a good time at a place like the open mic night that happened last Friday. I mean, it was so much happening. Hopefully somebody else will call and fill in the blanks. But, you know, when I went to the sweet, you know, at 17325 Euclid Avenue, 2091, and right there at Euclid Avenue, 44112, right at the Chandler Park building. There was pizza, pop, cupcakes, water, Black House Sounds, Bang, Joseph Motley Jr., Sheriff Kilroy, Mr. Powers, Reverend Pinckney, a birthday celebration from Gwendolyn Pitts, who's also a reverend, and then you had Mr. Powers' family. You had people coming to represent the founder of Black House Sounds. It was an excellent time. DJ Dollar Rock brought his family out. Angel Ortiz, Silver, B, B, B. Well, add a few more B's in there. Cassandra McDonald, who has started the NAACP Cuyahoga County. Let you know who we're rolling with, as well as actual members of Friends Fellowship who came through. Now, one of the reasons why I wanted to throw that out there is because there's a part two to this. Because this coming Friday night at 1899 Main Classroom Building, room 137. It's not a large room, but it's room 137 in Black Studies at Cleveland State University, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., so 7:30 to 9:30. They have poetry, program with free food. That's at the Black Studies Department. And then on Saturday, number 185 of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop from 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., 1899 Euclid. You can enter from Chester or Euclid, East 22nd Street. Now, here's something about that main classroom building, large room 136. DJ Dollar Rock, Black House Sounds, Tribal War Cry. November 4th will be on our minds, since after this workshop, I'll join people at Public Square. Our special guest performer will be Black House Sounds' own big name, Angel Ortiz. He has a nice little following that'll be coming with him. And it'll be in the early part. Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News, Milligram's Power Cipher, free product from HJS, the T-shirt company, A Man Among Men DVD showing, Ballhead Fred DVDs, and more. So with that being said, I'm going to go to the next phone caller, 216-820. Oh, man, I hope you're not mad, because I'm making all over the open mic and stuff like that. Before I go to 216-820, let me give an infamous shout-out and say, Dontez Taylor, did you have the nerve to call my private phone line while I'm on the air trying to do my radio show, when you can call my show like the next phone caller? Really? 216-820, how you doing out there?
Oh, I am doing fine. And like I say before, you know what I mean? I can never get upset about what you have been saying about Black House Sound, because it's nothing but great things. So for those of you out there, this is Mr. Powers, you know what I'm saying, from Black House Sound, the CEO. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my big bro, you know what I'm saying, the founder of Black House Sound, Joe Legacy, Joseph Motley Jr. And I just want to thank each and every single one who came out this past Friday night at the open mic night. You know what I'm saying? Because that night was a dynamic night. It was a dynamite night. And I tell you, we got special surprises from a lot of great things. And I'm telling you right now, it gets better and better. So as I said before, and I'll say it again, you know what I'm saying, to all of you out there, you know what I'm saying, we will be keeping you posted on the next open mic night, you know what I'm saying, up there at the 17325 Chandler Park building. We will be keeping you posted on that. But when we do keep you posted, only thing I ask you to all to do is this. If you're not busy on a Friday night like me, go ahead and come on out and enjoy yourself. It's food, it's fun, it's party, and it's lovely. You know what I mean? Shouts out
yes,
to
sir.
All the artists who did their thing that night. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry if my energy is this low, is because I've been so tired from all this work. You know what I mean? But hey, bottom line, you know what I'm saying? Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music.
Real Cleveland
and there's
music.
No denying that. And please don't forget to log on to Joseph Motley Jr. for the latest and greatest music from the very, very very tight production from Joe Legacy. You know what I'm saying? You also will see videos such as Dreams, such as Pressure, such as Thank You Jesus, Every Day and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Even some more throwback hits. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? Just stay alert and be on the lookout because Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. This is Mr. Power, CEO of Black House Sound. I'm about to go ahead and turn in because I'm so tired, but hey, like I say, I love each and everybody that's calling tonight and the ones that's going to be calling in the future. But hey, much love to everybody. Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. One.
You know, and for those who are still on the line and for those still rocking, we appreciate it. I'm looking at the 216703. 216-835, 216-255. As a matter of fact, I want to get two things out the way real quick, maybe three. And first of all, these are like real easy things. I just want to let people know if you choose, you can check out emaxxradio@gmail.com so you can get your music played on this station and other shows that come on. Also, voiceofradio.com, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Radio show is tomorrow, Tuesday at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And you just might hear live on the air after making his debut at the Black House Sounds open mic. You might have old school rapper. So with that being said, I also want to throw out there and let people know that this coming Thursday, Man to Man, this Thursday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe 44110 between St. Clair and East 152nd. Intersection and Euclid Avenue. Catch the 1, the number 37, the number 28 buses pass by. I'm honored because rocking with us this week, you know, for the young men from the ages of 14 to 23, Black House Sound's very own Joseph Motley Jr. showing what makes this group and sets it apart. It's just trying to do extra things in the community to make sure things go right. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, things get real serious out here. 15-foot step ladder for my soapbox. It'll only take about 1 minute and 10 seconds as I let people know for those who are trying to figure out what the hell happened. See, Paul Manafort is the former Trump campaign manager, and his associate, Rick Gates, they were indicted in Washington Federal District Court. Passports taken on charges of funneling millions through overseas shell companies and used to buy luxury cars, real estate, antiques, expensive suits. $18 million worth for Mr. Manafort, about $3 million for Mr. Gates. Both pleaded innocent. They're charged with making false statements. Now, this is where it gets tricky. Mr. Papadopoulos, I love that name. Mr. Papadopoulos admitted he lied to the FBI in January of this year and basically, Mr. Papadopoulos says he worked with Gates, Manafort, basically speaking, I guess Trump Sr. and Jr., to get damaging info from the Russians on Hillary Clinton. That's deep. Now, Papadopoulos, he met with Russians himself. He admitted it. So now this gets very interesting, but I'm going to the 216-703 phone call. I really hope that this is not Mr. Manafort jumping all over my back. 216-703, how you doing out there?
Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Yes, I'm just calling you to let people know the open mic. Our last open mic, the last caller called in. It was an excellent event. The youth is now starting to come out. And
right.
It's very important because there was a whole reason for everybody that's on the phone that came and supported Black House Sound. If it wasn't for you people, the youth wouldn't start coming through. So it's always about keeping a body of people around you to make the open mic work. And the new talent that is the chance is that young lady that sung. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing on the vocal side. A real singer, you know, like a real singer, period. And so I was like, just sitting there, I felt like I was at a show, you know. And
Yes, sir.
You know, it's a wonderful place to be on a Friday night, peaceful. And like my partner said not too long ago, also, we have food there. We've been having food there from the whole beginning, but the food is better, you know. So,
right.
Come on out on the 10th, November 10th. I'm pretty sure some callers going to call in and give you addresses and everything because it's successful. So Black House Sound make real Cleveland music, but when it comes to that dump, you know, I live like close in this area, and I just think it's very foul, and I think people need to be compensated on the health-wise if folks start getting sick, because if that's a factor with some of the old folks that own homes right around that block, it's just going to be bad. But I'm not a doctor or a scientist or nothing like that, but I'm just saying if it's toxic stuff in the air and we have older people and barely can breathe, then what's that going to do to their health? So just want to throw that out there. Black House Sound.
Thank you. Man, I appreciate that. And if you go to the website, the YouTube page, you will see when Black House Sounds was brought in, commissioned to do the documentary on the dump site before the big march happened. Last year, and it was very deep to have a woman who was 108 years old, Miss LeBron, who just passed this year. But it's one of the reasons why we fought so hard is because for her to sit in there and say, hey, I've been in this house decades, and I cannot open up my windows, no guard, no this, no that. It was definitely a sad enough affair. It makes you think. And I just wanted to throw that out there before I start going to my other phone callers who are on the line. I do want to throw out there that yesterday, because I had to, I was brought. I'm not going to do it like that, but just say that I would say something like, I am, and then you can finish the rest of it. But some of the names that were called was, I am, Seymour Avenue, Queens, Michelle Knight, Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, East Cleveland, Queens, Shatisha Shealy, Sherelda Terry, Angela Deskins, East 93rd, Queens, Aliana DeFries, Ashley Lazeski, Christine Malone, Jamila Hassan, Jasmine Trotter, Imperial Avenue, Queens, Crystal Dozier, Tashana Culver, LaShonda Long, Tanya Carmichael, Michelle Mason, Kim Yvette Smith, Nancy Cobbs, Imelda Hunter, Janice Webb, Talacia Fortson, Diane Turner, also feeling like the Muslim queens targeted by President Trump and the DACA queens targeted by President Trump. I just want to thank Giles Photography and Event Planning, who filmed the 8th anniversary of the Imperial Women's Murder, Gail Sparks for Ward 4, Joe Jones, Ward 1, Eugene Miller, who's running for council candidate in Ward 10, were there, Mariah Crenshaw, Don Bryant, Refuse Fascism, Badass Teachers, Reverend Pinckney, even reserved a church on Kinsman to go to and meet afterwards. All I'm going to say, I'm not going to bother with the Pastor Jimmy Gates part right now, but he did go out and send a press release saying family members didn't want this to happen. Some families are upset with even Pastor Jimmy Gates. Event planners fell out. But how come there weren't any of this bush on the west side when those girls had a memorial built for them? Amanda, Gina, Michelle, who are still alive. But in our area, Imperial Avenue, I remember working with the Brown Report newspaper, BMA, several other organizations to clean up and build our own memorial. Damn it, mass confusion. Anyway, it was nice to have Nikki J. Antonio, Majority Whip, from House District 13, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor, Denise X, and as well as the Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network there. It meant a whole lot to see that many people come out. Before I go to the phone line, I do want to throw out there for the people while I'm looking at it, I can at least put it out there. definitely pick up a Scene magazine before Wednesday. Gail Sparks is on the cover, and the article speaks on four women wishing to become council people in a male-dominated field. And it's very interesting that Ken Johnson, her incumbent opponent, didn't even want to come down there when he heard she was speaking down there. Kind of scary about how you feel about certain things, but that's beside the point. I'm going to 216-835, probably somebody mad because I said I wanted to go to an 0-16 Browns parade if they go on 16. I feel as though hell. If you're going to lose, lose all the way. Do it right. Don't go 1-15. Do it all the way. 216-835, how are you out there?
I'm fine. Hey, it's your girl, Papa Mac. How are you, Mr. Porter?
Mr. Porter is doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. What is on your mind this fine evening?
I'm calling a shout out Black House Sound on their amazing performance last Friday. I enjoyed myself. I'd like to also remind the listeners about, the next open mic, which is November 10th. That's also a Friday. At 17325 Euclid Avenue on the second floor, and that's from 7 to 9.
So, wow. I appreciate that very much. I do. So I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do my best to show up at that one, and what I try to do is keep that old school rapper dude back in the old school, and, I'll do that. That'll be my contribution to the open mic. I'll show up without it. How that? And thank you very much for calling. Anything else you'd like to say? Shout out? Anything?
No, that's all for tonight.
Thank you so much. As you hold a line, darn it, I know what I got to get on. Some Black House Sounds music. I know that. But right now I'm looking at the 216-255 and the 216-209. I promise I will get to you all shortly. I do want to pull out one thing to make sure I let people know what's going on, because sometimes you all say, I don't tell you anything. So I do know that November 4th, they say it begins in Cleveland. Starting Cleveland, November 4th, 1 p.m. Public Square. I do believe that after the workshop, I plan on making my way down there. But they say Cleveland's November 4th, Public Square, 1 p.m. The nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. November 4th, they say it begins. Now, before you say anything, you always have to ask why something has to happen. So I guess they're saying that right now some of the things they've done is imposed the significant parts of a Muslim ban that bars people from six Muslim-majority countries and all refugees from entering the U.S. But to get around the obstacles they put up, by some courts to the Muslim ban, they instituted extreme vetting that especially targets people from entering in the U.S. Now, after the initial Muslim ban, Trump fired the acting attorney general for refusing to defend the ban. Now, Wisconsin Sheriff David Clark, a fascist who spoke at the Republican convention, called for intensified surveillance on Muslim communities. Now, when it comes to civil liberties, how about the fact that, Trump has systemically accused the press of fake news and, being an enemy of the people, refuses to hold regular press briefings, threatens individual reporters and news outlets, and has tweeted a video of himself beating up a CNN reporter. Now, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions has launched an aggressive campaign to identify and prosecute people who leak information to the press and opposes a federal shield law to protect journalists who refuse to disclose their sources. What have they said and what they've said they'll do? Well, I guess, after Edward Snowden, a government security contractor turned whistleblower, he reveals that the vast U.S. spying on people's communications, Trump, basically said, alongside Pompeo, now the head of the CIA, they call for Snowden's execution. The Trump-Pence regime has discussed rewriting libel laws to allow suits against those who criticize government officials or leak, unflattering information. Gee, that would be me too, huh? After the New York Times published posts and parts of Trump's tax returns in December 2016, wow, Corey Lewandowski, former Trump campaign manager, said the Times executive editor should be in jail. Trump also reportedly told James Comey, before firing him as FBI director, the journalist should be jailed for publishing classified information. So there's a whole lot of stuff that if you look at it, honestly, it can be dealt with. But I'm going to go to this person who's on the phone line because they are probably going to call me and tell me that I shouldn't have said anything that bad about the person. So what I'm going to do is take the time and go to the 216-255 and take my lumps like a man. How are you doing out there? Hello?
Hey.
Hello,
hey,
Al.
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing
I'm
well.
Okay.
What about yourself?
Yeah, just I don't know. I'm devastated. There's just so much going on.
It is.
That case in Trumbull County. He was. They returned a guilty verdict within 20 minutes. It's like what?
Oh wow!
Really strange. On that murder. You know, he was protecting his home, and he shot at some people and killed them, and then so he got murder charged, and no charges against people that assaulted him and all that. So.
Of course not.
That's crazy. So, well, the fight continues. See what kind of options are available. Yeah, it's just I'm done. So anyway, I'm going to be silent tonight. I'm just feeling.
That was a hard fought thing, and we would expect for like a lot of people wonder. Well, why do you go to court cases and this, that, and other? It's because you want to be there so you can follow the appeal process through, and at least when you see certain things, you can tell reporters what you've seen, and a lot of people would catch on and do certain things. So I can expect the silver lining in the cloud is you were there, and that's a big plus no matter what.
Thank you, Al. I'm just going to listen in. Have a good thank you for yesterday, too. That was wonderful for Imperial Avenue Women. It was good to hear the names of the women. They're very memorable. They are queens, like you said, and they're almost heroes of the movement because that's when a lot of folks started coming together and seeing this violence for what it is in the city and the negligence from the city as well, and the police violence, city negligence, mistreatment of black women, mistreatment of people in poor neighborhoods, black neighborhoods, and building, 15, how much was that chandelier?
You did lie.
Let's shine a light on justice. All right.
Yeah, and we need to. So I thank you so much. And, no problem. And like I was saying, when it came down to it, he was definitely right on target with what he was talking about because there's a case now with Sheila McFarland. And I sat there and I watched Judge Daniel Gall not throw the case out. And the prosecutor said, we don't have enough evidence. And he said, we'll go on anyway. Ignore certain things, but she refused to plea. So while she's waiting behind bars, fortunately, I was able to talk to a couple of reporters. They're watching the appeal process, and now the family is looking at least getting things the way it should be. So with that being said, I can say I appreciate the fact that I have a lot of people who are definitely calling in. So what I'm going to do is go before I do to the 216-712-216-450. Let's make this real easy for myself and go to the 216-209. You've been very patient. Like I say, I know you're probably upset because I said some unkind things about President Trump. So I'm ready. 216-209, what's on your mind?
Oh, Brother Al, God bless you because first and foremost, facts are facts. And if you get mad at facts, then you got a problem with yourself. This is John from Black Odyssey for all those who don't know. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what's been going on with Black Odyssey. We have a lot going on. We have a video that just been released by Goldie. It's his best one ever. It's the most views ever in a week he's had got. So that speaks volumes all within itself. We do got a a shoe shine business called All American Shoe Shines, where we clean, do minor repairs, and shine shoes. It's just as simple as that. It's inside the Nine Hotel downtown on East 9th. We got more videos coming up. I'm going to just drop one of them out there. It's no particular order, but we got a hot video coming up from the Renaissance Jazz Band pretty soon, and another one from Goldie, and a couple other characters. I know Key Cash, we've been in talks to work on her next video, so I'm hoping that I can get that out to public real soon. And I want to give a special shout-out to J.R. Smith from the Cavs and Marcus Martin from the Browns. Those two particular people went out their way to support my business, which is a black-owned business. And they felt it was a must-need to do. And if anybody else has black-owned businesses, you can just shoot me any advertisement from your business at blackodyssey@gmail.com, BLAQODESSY. And I will send it out to the proper people so you can get a little love from some people who got some money and figures in the town. Shout out to Black House Sounds and everybody that's doing something positive in our city. And I hope and pray that everybody keeps that going because, you know, when you do something positive, it can become contagious and somebody else would want to do something positive as well. Mm. And I do want to leave one good footnote.
Yes, sir.
We are looking forward to Trump's impeachment, but we all have to be very aware of who could be next.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Mike Pence, it could be some unknown character from the far, far wherever. And he may sound good when he starts talking, and then when he gets in office, he about fakes. It's kind of almost like with this Zach Reed character. A year ago from today, he bashed the police and said how bad of a job it was. Then we ran the clock back 3 years from that date, and he bashed the police again about Melissa Russell and the 137 shots he bashed the police again.
Yeah, Russell and Williams, right.
And then he turns around and accepts the endorsement from the police. I just don't buy that. I don't like neither one of these characters, but I'm really not feeling Zach Reed. So, Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. Y'all look us up on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. God bless you and thank you. Have a great night.
Two, as you hold a line, I'm going to make this quick so I can get to the the 216712 and the 216450. But since you hit up on it, you know, it's very interesting because a brother by the name of Mr. Johnson, this is how our group works. All right, black on black crime, black man's army, survivors, victims. Mr. Johnson came through and said he considered it an insult. What were we going to do about it? And the insult he felt was that you have in the black community in the inner city two outstanding black African-American mayoral candidates. Now, they refused to debate in the hood. The debate downtown at the city club was good for those who could afford it. Yeah, $50 plus. But judging for the participation of the audience on a lot of photos and stuff, if you have 75% of them being white, now, no, we're not a bigot. We just going to call it what it was. Now, that's why the black community was upset, speaking out, asking, pleading, and demanding that our great candidates adhere to our request and join us in a debate to discuss pertinent issues unique to our communities, just like what the last caller brought up. So, you know, the community center to house it, the debate, they donated it for free. The people don't have to pay. Everybody hollers money this, money that. You don't have to pay. You can attend it for free, and the mayoral candidates can come through also. And there were a lot of citizens who felt that, hey, this should happen. So the place where it's being planned is this Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. It was so important that we canceled out our black-on-black crime meetings. You don't need it if you're not doing anything to really do something in the community. So it's at 7100 Kinsman Avenue, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the original Garden Valley Neighborhood House. Don't tell me you can't get there because the number 14 bus passes by. And there's a song once said from Kumo D. Put a little pressure on these boys because they ain't got no heart. So if you want to get in touch with either one, you could go to ZACKREEDFORMAYOR@gmail.com. That's ZachReedForMayor@gmail.com. Oh, you think I'm scared of Frank? You could go to his site at TERESA.FORABETTER Cleveland@gmail.com. That's Teresa.ForBetterCleveland@gmail.com. Some of those involved from Black Votes Matter, Peace in the Hood, Black Lives Matter, Black on Black, Pastor Lamont Richmond, Pamela Pinckney, Survivors Victims, Carl Stokes Brigade, Black Man's Army, New Black Panther Party, 108 Vision, The Lawyers Foundation, GMS Hood Famous, Puncture the Silence, Down Solid Entertainment, Black House Sounds Open Mic. If you ain't trying to get the truth out there to your people, then come on, what you trying to do? Really, though. Let me go to the 216712. You're probably mad at me because I called the wrong candidate's name that you didn't like, but I'll take it. 216-72, how you doing out there? 216-712. And sometimes when I get these phone callers, I just ask a third time because I know what it is, and I want to say I appreciate you for listening to Rule Number, disclaimer number three, which is you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can press one or call back. That way, at least one thing I know, I'm doing my best to make sure we get to everybody because that's kind of what you're supposed to do. So now I can go to the 216-450 and see what's on your mind. 216-450, how you doing?
I'm great, Al. This is Natalie Fenton, Empower Jewels. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
That's great. I'm loving the show. I know I haven't called in quite some time, but I've been busy.
Tell me what's going on with you. We want to hear about it.
Empower Jewels will be in the Huff area effective November 13th, hopefully. For sure, we will be in East Cleveland at the East Cleveland Public Library at the end of January. Okay?
Yes. Wow.
In December, we are trying to get some youth together so that we can do a Kwanzaa celebration.
Mm.
Okay?
I'm listening to you.
Kwanzaa has not been real prevalent, but it should be, because it is bringing our people together, and that's what I'm about, bringing our folks together. As far as the previous callers, I really need to get in touch with John. What is his name? John with Black Odyssey. I'm going to hit him up because he and I are on the same page. I do want to say this. Care who you are voting for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We know that both of these parties have some issues. What we have to do right now, what we need to do right now, because we have no control of what happened in the primary, what we need to do right now is get ready to prepare whatever candidate we want for the next election in the next 4 years. We really do. We really need to come together as a community because there are too many things that are going on in our neighborhoods that are not being addressed.
Mm.
Downtown wants to look pretty and all of that. They want to make downtown look pretty. They want to send 400 cops out here to man us. All of these things none of us want. It has nothing to do with what the people want. We need to look at what the people want. What is the betterment of our people, of our children, of our grandchildren? Because those are the leaders of tomorrow. And nobody's talking about preparing them. Not really.
No.
And we need to be doing that.
Well,
these children do not know the basics of what it takes to live. I'm talking about the basic life skills. They don't know nothing about housekeeping. They don't know nothing about budgeting, personal finances. They know nothing about none of that.
As I listen to you right now, I have to ask you, how can people get in contact with what you do, the name of it, and how can we follow it on through?
Empowered Jewels. I just made my website on Facebook, my page on Facebook public because it was private. I did not realize that, okay? But Facebook/Empowered Jewels, EmpoweredJewels. Or you can go to my personal Facebook page, which is just Natalie R. Fitton, NATALIE space R space F as in Frank, ITTEN, or you can call me personally, 216-450-0748. I am seriously, seriously, seriously committed and determined to do something as it relates to helping our community and helping our youth.
You know something? I thank you
because it's
very
out of
much
hand.
For your
it has
phone
gotten
call.
Out of hand. I'm sorry?
I said, I thank you very much for your phone call, and after listening to you talk, I can only ask you one question.
Sure.
You know what that is?
What?
Why in the world didn't you run for mayor?
I don't want it. I'm serious.
I feel you.
I don't want
Thank
that.
You so much for the phone call.
Sure.
And we appreciate
love
you.
Now.
Hey, got to have you on the show more often, and we'll be following your movement where we already are. So now I can go back to your page, find it, and put it on out there. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Love you.
No problem. See, I can appreciate that because she's never changed since when I first met her a few years back. And as a matter of fact, you know, my thing is, why not put on something from BHS, Black House Shout Out?
The Black House Shout Out. Again, this is Al Porter. Hey, if you don't like it, don't blame anybody else. Just blame me directly.
Time to take off. Black House Shout Out.
Black
House Shout Out. Tell me why I'm black or black, 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 I
make a name.
I can't help but look back on what I had accomplished. Molly didn't go to jail and receive 7 numbers. I still feel the unspoken and still coming. Let me cut the capping and make these bars real for you. If they eager to help you, they try to steal from you. They know everybody in the room, but it don't mean nothing. Money talk, ask your brother, mother, or your cousin. You claim you was gonna put me on when you knew you was. They clapping when people not around when they hear they try to hush me. I ain't begging for you, fam. You don't gotta learn me. I work out every option, keep them thinking of me. Know my name, they talking down just to make a story. Yeah, for a deck of cards, I'm a player. Yeah. These new rappers flashed out, we arcading. They sugar-rating them, I feel they overrating them. I had 23 members, but I couldn't wait for them. The things I say out my mouth, they playing safety, man. Once they see that you weak, they out to take the land. If you
don't play the games, you out of shape again. I'm still all through my 20s, I was just wasting it. They was stealing my dough before I was facing it. My cash was always low, look what frame I'm in. I ain't trusting nobody, I don't have friends. You can just say the conclusion if I'm a madman.
And it's only James. I work so hard to make a name. Tell me, will my lifestyle ever change? I receive my check and it's only change. I work so hard, make a name, my name.
My journey in this game ain't never ever been a pretty sight. But I ask myself time and time again at the end of the night, why you not famous in the game when you ain't stage fright? Are you afraid of the fortune of fame when it comes to the fact life? Well, my answer is neither, cause I'm a true believer with the haterism and check that mental disease called cabin fever. When you work in my last nerve, that's a cousin to a seizure. So when it comes to spectacle dictation like a female, I don't need you. I don't need a record deal just to live off of a meal. As long as I'm doing enough of the TCB when I'm in that grown man field. With these suicide deals, I'ma keep it all the way real. When you write your name in blood, the death certificate is sealed. So with the name of Black House Sound, I'ma forever stand my ground. And if you perpetrate careers, then you provoking me to frown. So people selling false favors when you out there talking down. Cause it's a cold day in hell before I put the mic down.
I'm born to get it.
Black House, I'm a ghost. Without Swayze or Whoopi here in the flesh, you still couldn't see me. I've thought about what did it mean. Guess y'all ain't wanna see me succeed. But I'm not dead. My career survived. Like Frankenstein, my heart revived. Shazam, a black man, controls the lightning. One of the elders. So why y'all fighting?
Fight me?
Over a decade and still relevant. You may not like it, but respect it. And I'll respect you.
You.
I hope that's clear. My words will live on down through the years as a testament, a testimony. Chapter 1, verse 1 of an MC. Glad y'all overlooked me, gave me the edge. You're at the bottom, I'm on the ledge.
Huh. Hey, you know, wow, really love that particular one. And again, I had to put it out there for this November 4th. Probably will be double duty because after I lead a hip-hop workshop at Cleveland State, probably will go down to Public Square just because when you see there's a problem, you need to at least deal with it or join with some people. And when I see that Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was called for maximum charges and penalties for nonviolent drug offenders, reversing policies, reducing them at a time when 2.3 million people disproportionately black and Latino are already incarcerated, or Sessions, who's put a halt to the consent decree with cities that aim to address some of the most egregious police abuses, or a proposed Back and Blue Act, which makes it harder to sue for damages for unjustified police violence and turn even minor, often non-existent charges of assaults on police the federal crimes with severe mandatory and minimum, you know, sentences. So those are some of the reasons why that November 4th, is coming up. What I could do is put this on, because it's only going to be about maybe a couple of minutes, come right back and talk some trash. Let's go from Black House Sounds to, some Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed.
Let's talk to you for a minute.
Just for a minute.
Keep praying.
Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah.
Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my day. days with the our father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But it's the storm, that's a brighter day come shit, yeah. As a brighter day come up, the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying, yeah. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Praying, but I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. 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 And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you.
For those who wonder why I do some of what I do, I'm just going to put some facts out there and let you know. I want to end this program this way. Sometimes I laugh because if I don't laugh, I'd either cry or I'd be upset and want to murk somebody. See, last July, I'm going to say 18th, ClevelandUrbanNews.com. This goes back to Imperial Avenue where the 11 women were murdered. The tomfoolery that went on there. July 18th, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, where Kathy Ray Coleman wrote on Pastor Jimmy Gates resigning from the panel to choose the Cleveland Police Commission members when his criminal past was exposed, saying the Imperial Women's Coalition supported this because in 2014, Pastor Gates had harassed them and dared them to rally during the annual anniversary. Now, Pastor Jimmy Gates is an ally to Mayor Frank Jackson. And Gates was chosen from over 100 submissions, although in 2007, the Zion Hill Missionary Baptist preacher was guilty in splitting $40,000 in water department bribes, where he was assistant director. 2012, Gates was convicted of his role in a $5.1 million mortgage fraud scheme that went from 2004 to 2006. Now, the Imperial Avenue Women's Coalition last year picketed Gates and Reverend Eugene Ward, who he even pleaded guilty to choking and assaulting one of his ex-wives for being, a fraud, you know, that's what happened, but they were picketed for being fraudulent, not because of what you do in the past is what you do in the present. They were in charge of money that was to be used as a $250,000 memorial, all right, last April, but they ain't find the money. Seymour Avenue found their money for the two white young ladies and a Latino lady who were found alive, but I digress. So that is one of those things that happened because, let's put it like this, we had the Imperial Avenue murder victims and Elder Bray last year. She spoke and asked if the city gave $12,500, why was there only $3,637 remaining? And the Buckeye Development Corporation, who worked alongside Gates and all of that, they handled it. That's the thieving pastors and the thieving corporation. That's why last year, Black on Black Crime, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, D.C. Marbury, and others like Lady Gilmore, Landscapers, and others did what we were supposed to do, is put up our own memorial. And it was nice that Councilman Mike Dudley of Garfield Heights came out, and his sons did what they were supposed to do. But again, I'm going to just say that's part of the the problem. You had too many thieves in the damn till. And those are the facts. As I leave you with some facts, I just want to invite people, if you choose, at least their shows are nicer than mine. So please feel free to catch up with the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Oh, yeah, MC Chill does have a radio show, WERE 1490 a.m. That's Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Also, Urban City Radio, MC Squirt. Also, look for other things to be happening from Black House Sounds and others. I'm so glad when I hear progression from Black Odyssey and others doing something. It means a whole lot. Melanated Media News is on Facebook or YouTube. OPN Radio is Thursdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. And with those things being said, Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio, or you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And as I get myself in more trouble, let's just say that when I spoke about Gail Sparks for Council Ward 4, her argument was simple. Think about it. You should know your candidates. Like she said, if she's picked, yeah, she's going to continue lawn cutting and snow removal and holiday gift cards. Why? Because Kid Johnson, the current incumbent, was lying. See, he doesn't pay for holiday gift cards for seniors. The city does. The city also pays to mow abandoned lots with city trucks. And seniors and the disabled can get their lawns mowed for free through the city's chore program staffed by those doing court-ordered community service. That service, not volunteer. Give you a quick thing. Federal dollars, community development block grants. They go to the city of Cleveland, which gives each council person about $437,500 to do something in the community. Ken Johnson gives most of this money to the Buckeye Development Corporation, who, again, the Buckeye Development that pays for the cutting of grass on abandoned lots, how they give cards, not Ken. So the thing is, when you catch somebody in a lie, do you really want to put them back in? Don't think so. With that being said, I will talk to you all this coming week. A lot of excellent things going on. Hey, let's continue to support each other. Al Porter, love you all. Peace.